ELO this Wednesday morning and Mr. Blue Sky. I was doing a little bit of social networking yesterday afternoon and I was just explaining what a torrid time my wife and I were having with our distressed colicky baby. And if you've got any little treasures at home, I'm sure you can understand how distressing it can be when they just scream the blooming house down. Yeah, they're fine 1 minute, next minute they're red-faced. And a friend of mine was saying that she's got three kids and her first child was absolutely dreadful. Next two were a dream. And she said, oh, don't worry about it, you'll be fine. I think it's going to be a long time before I consider having a second. The word snip comes to mind.
Oh, Mr. Madison, I'm so happy you came here. Oh, Mr. Madison, I need my vitamins. Well, I feel better then.
That's new from Eliza Doolittle. Mr. Medicine is the title of that. Now, with nervousness and trepidation, I went to the doctor's yesterday and took my son for his second set of immunisation jabs. Did he scream the surgery down? Yes, he most certainly did. Was it distressing to listen to? Yep. Has he got more jabs? Yeah, in about 4 weeks' time. Babies have a tough time, don't they? And it's like a typical doctor's waiting room, and I'm sure it's the same up and down the country. You sit there and you're just surrounded by patients coughing and wheezing and sneezing all over the place. Reminds me of that pain relief ad on the telly back in, I think it was the early 90s. And, you know, there's no escape from the germs everywhere. And you can pretty much guarantee as well, there's always those out-of-date mags to read as well, like Horse and Hound or Home and Country or Cross-Stitching Weekly, another fascinating reading material. Aretha and Chain of Fools. That's Aretha on Early Breakfast and Chain of Fools. Have you been on a first date recently? If you have, did you pay? Did you go halves? Because research out this week suggests that pretty women are less likely than plain Janes to offer to contribute towards the bill on a first date. Now, at the risk of being sexist or non-PC, I shall let you decide whether this research is true in your experience. My wife and I were given a night off our parental nappy changing, winding duties, etc., etc., so the mother-in-law stepped in. You know, she has her uses. You know, she's very helpful like that. So we went out for a curry and beer and a music gig with a couple of mates, and I said to my wife, I shall pay tonight. And she looked at me. You're feeling all right? This is when moths appear, you see, when my wallet opens. Lady Antebellum.
Picture-perfect memories scattered all around.
Lady Antebellum and Need You Now. Don't forget, if you'd like to contact me this morning, and I hope you will because you have excellent taste, you can choose the music if you like. You can either send me a memo through Inside UK or you can speed dial in the usual ways. It's at star 3002 if you're buzzing in from the Cardiff store. So look forward to hearing from you.